He says, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So this is why this special privilege is given to the 12. He's like, you guys have been there since the very beginning. Go to Matthew 19. Matthew 19. So I'm talking about specifically the privileged, okay? You know, you hear that word thrown around a lot, right? White privilege. Well, yeah, they do have privileges. Too bad for you. You're born 2,000 years too late. So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to whine and complain about it? Or are you just going to get to work now? Right? I don't want to be a part of the group that complains about white privilege. I don't know any people who are white that are just privileged. What is that? That's you focusing on someone else's success, wishing that you had it. But you know what? You know what? The reason you don't have that success is because you're too busy gazing at those who do. Folks, it's time to wake up. This Black Lives Matter movement is so nonsensical and stupid. It's a generation that covets the success of others. Let me give you a word of advice, okay, to those who do that. The time that you would use and utilize to covet someone else's success, use it to be successful yourself. Right? I don't see any other apostle here complaining that they weren't part of the 12. In fact, think about this. Matthias was here when he told that to the 12. Do you hear him like, well, why not me, Jesus? I'm an apostle. Why does this guy get the privilege and I don't? How come Peter, James, and John got to see the Mount of Transfiguration? Why are you only calling them to see the miracle inside the house and you put everyone else out? You guys are privileged. You know? No, instead, we basically assume he's just laboring, content with where he's at, and guess what? Acts 1 comes around, and they choose him as the 12th apostle. But you know, there's people today that all they want to do is complain and whine. Oh, and oh man, my mom fed me with a slingshot. She didn't love me. My daddy left me. Look, folks, there's someone out there with a worse situation than yours who have succeeded, who had gone forward. And you know what? They didn't murmur, whine, and complain. Nothing's worse than a murmur, folks. You know, you want to succeed, stop gazing at those who are and start making moves.